This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Vardon did not paint a very good picture yesterday.
From The Athletic?
From The Athletic, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have to. Facts are facts.
True.
Mobley, ankle. Hunter, thumb. Garland, big toe. The one thing to remember about Darius, if anybody has ever had a big toe injury of any sort, it can go south on you real quick when you think it's okay.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're walking or, you know, if you're like us, you walk, it's like, ooh, that's sore. I can't imagine playing NBA basketball. Mm-mm. And not being able to, I mean, everything, all of your push comes from the big toe, right? And so if he gets out on that floor, there's no guarantee that it's going to hold up. And that's a really bad thing.
Have you had a Sergeant Hulka there?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, like, it sounds painful, yeah. If you're a non-professional athlete. Alone, I can't imagine what'd you do?
When I worked in Beaumont.
Oh, here we go. We need like music. We have 13 years. We need like a Beaumont.
We used to have to go upstairs to go to this printer to get the NBC feed printer thingy. And this was an old theater building.
Okay.
And, you know, I was in my 20s.
That's how Channel 23 was in Akron, too.
I would go upstairs and then... It was just this long hallway, and it was straight, turn right, turn left, go up 5 steps. And I used to make it my little thing every night. I would hit the top of the steps and then sprint down the hallway, cut to the right, cut to the left, and take all 5 steps in a single bound.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, no problem. Until one night it was. And I smashed my big toe through a shoe. I just missed the top step, and I just bashed my toe. I'm on the ground. I'm you know, nearly weeping. It hurt so badly. It was 2 years before I didn't have pain in that toe.
Are you serious?
I never bothered to go get it checked. I'm sure I busted it, but it was 2 years. It hurt like blazes for like, you know, 6 months.
I take it you never did anything like that again.
And funny, I walked the hallway after that.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I these guys actually probably got hurt playing, not like,
but
sorry.
Silly
injury stuff.
Once you hurt that thing, Andy, it takes a while to, and you know, these guys are in great shape. They heal more quickly than the rest of us. And they have incredible, you know, medical facilities to help them.
Right.
But if he steps funny, if somebody steps on it, whatever, he can re-injure that thing real quickly.
Mm. And of course, right? I mean, if they don't care, they're going to go for his foot, don't you think?
Absolutely.
They're going to try to step on his foot all
night.
Well,
and that's not a foul.
Which I think it depends on how you do it.
You don't think somebody could accidentally step on somebody's
accidentally
toe?
Yes, yeah. But if you do it with intent, that's where the question
is. And how are you going to judge that when you're going for a rebound, I mean, and Darius Garland is behind you?
Yeah.
And you just have.
What if he's not behind you? What if you go for a rebound and you see you? That the landing area includes his foot, you're probably going to land on his foot. Although that's not good for your ankle.
You don't want to hurt yourself.
I also love the fact that a basketball game has gone from being, wow, I really like how they swallow the whistles, to exactly how we described the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where Mac is teaching the kids how to play basketball and going up against Charlie and D, where it's like, okay, take this steel-toed boot and bash it into their foot, then take this...
It's also the scene from The Longest Yard, right? Where they had x-rays of the guards.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, okay, you got to get him here,
left,
hit him here.
Left, calf.
Go. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. It just seems weird. Bob is in Euclid. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Jeff. I sprained my big toe playing volleyball one time.
Oh, in the sand and, too, probably.
It hurt,
right?
Like, yeah. You know what, didn't it, Bob?
It was 18 months to 2 years before it was right.
Yep.
And I mean, you're better off breaking a bone than messing the joint up, actually, because the bone will heal stronger. The joint will maybe never be right. I think that's very troubling. If I could add a comment on load management.
Yeah, go.
And the guy played 51 minutes the other night.
Yep.
In the season that Wilt averaged 50 points and 25 rebounds a game, he averaged 48.5 minutes a game because he played all the regulation and all the overtime.
That's awesome.
He didn't miss a minute the entire season.
That's
and
awesome.
He ran the court.
I don't know. I don't know if it's younger, older, or just the way we think, but I would never want to come off the floor.
They said last night in the TNT telecast,
Bob's talking
about Mikal Bridges.
Yep.
He hasn't missed a game since junior high school.
Well, there. So he was ready for 51 minutes.
He hasn't missed a game.
He's been training for this thing.
Junior high.
He's been training for this since junior. I love it. I don't know.
I'm going with them on that, but that's what they said last night.
Does that bother you that a guy played 51 minutes?
No.
I think
Dude's
it's awesome.
He's out there all the time, man. Good for him.
Especially if you're contributing. Now everyone's got a toe injury for us. Gino is in Northfield. Hello, Gino.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Gino, good. How's that big toe?
I'll tell you what. I wrestled in high school back in the 1990s, and I got turf toe, and that sounds like kind of what you might have.
Mm.
And till this day, sometimes it aggravates me. It never goes away.
How do you get rid of it?
It's actually what retired Dick Butkus, one of the toughest football players of all time.
I think Jack Lambert, too.
Yeah, maybe that's who I'm thinking of. But I'm telling you, every about a month or so, it starts swelling and it gets sore. And that's kind of sounding what it's like.
Yeah, so if I'm Darius and you think you can play, you're going to try and play. But Gino, you just said it. Bob said it. That thing can really flare up on you. I hope it doesn't. You know, if the Cavs are going to win this series, I think they need Darius. And if they're going to lose this series, I don't want the excuse, well, Darius wasn't there. Get him out there. Let's go. You know, let's see what can happen here.
What they're going to do is they're going to tape it up and try and keep it down so it doesn't, you know, flex up. But that's really the only way.
You mean tape it over to your index toe? Is that what you're saying?
My big toe.
Yeah, the big toe. You're saying you're going to tape it up. You're going to tape it to the toe next to it so it doesn't move. So you don't have pain.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Thanks, Gino. Yeah. Appreciate it. I thought yesterday when I was reading somebody's injury report, it called it the great toe instead of the big toe.
It's called the great toe.
It's the great toe.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. Let's all bow down
it's
to the
great
toe.
It's the great toe. You know, I mean, think about it. It's where you push off and everything else. Why the heck did they even bother with a little toe?
Pinky toe.
Why did they bother with that? I mean, it just sits there, curls under the rest of them.
Yeah, but if you don't have your pinky toe, you're in trouble.
It messes up your balance.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. And it may be little, but it's very, very important. Come on. Size does not matter in this scenario. You need to make sure you get it straight. Again, looking at this game tonight, I'm hoping that this isn't the worst case scenario, that not all three guys are out for this game. I can't imagine being down 0-2 going over to Indianapolis. That does not sound like a fun escapade. I do think it's interesting that experts still like the Cavaliers in the series, especially when you hear them. They're they're going to lose
Andy,
a game. I mean,
the road team won game one in every Eastern Conference semi so far.
Yeah.
You know, you counting Boston out? Nope.
No.
You counting
OKC?
OKC,
Western Conference.
I was thinking, you counting OKC out?
No.
No, of course not. And you shouldn't count the Cavs out by any stretch.
But if they're down three guys tonight, it's like playing with your hands tied behind your back, isn't it? Or
yes.
Do you have great faith in this bench that you know, you come into this thing, they're like, oh, you know, one of the great things about the Cavaliers is this bench. Well, when this bench has to become the starters, now what?
We've been hearing about the depth, haven't we? All year long. Let's see it.
Mm.
Hey, Ty Jerome, go. You've played well all year. You've been outstanding. Go. Isaac Okoro, get out there.
I might
not want to shoot, but Isaac Okoro, get out there.
Let's talk to Bill.
Dean Wade,
We'll talk to him later in the show. Okay. All right, let's take a quick time out. We got Mary Kay Cabot coming up here in just a few moments, so we'll talk to her. We're going to switch over to Browns for a second, but we are coming back to the NBA. We'll be talking about the Cavs.
Yeah,
big game two tonight against the Pacers. Stand by, your chance to talk about it coming up with us throughout the day. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.